Isaiah 38, verses 9 to 20. Hezekiah's psalm. That's the only way I can describe it. The nearest parallel, it seems to me, is Psalm 103, the psalm of David. Now, this is a psalm of Hezekiah. Hezekiah writes this after he has recovered from his illness. Verse 9 of chapter 38 of Isaiah. A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after his illness and recovery. And he's honest in this psalm, I'll call it that. He's frank, he's open. He doesn't pull any punches. He shows how foolish he had been, how sinful he was, how panicky, how frantic he was. But he records God's mercy to him. He raises a real testimony to God's goodness to him in his affliction and his recovery. He speaks of the real gain that he makes through his suffering. As I say, Psalm 103 is the nearest parallel. Let me try and give some thoughts on this. It merits a full-blown sermon, but in this just brief discourse, I want to say the leading points. Verse 10. He's honest, you see. I said, in the prime of my life must I go through the gates of death. He was a relatively young man still. He'd had success in his reign. He'd been a godly king. God had blessed him and so on. And now it seems he's going to be cut off and die. In the prime of my life must I go through the gates of death and be robbed of the rest of my years. I said, I will not again see the Lord in the land of the living. No longer will I look on mankind or be with those who now dwell in this world. I've come to the end. He's despairing. He's come to the end of it all. There's nothing left. Like a shepherd's tent, my house has been pulled down. There's the first illustration. I'm like a nomad, like a shepherd. I live in a tent, and my tent is just blown away, been pulled down, and I've got nothing left. This tabernacle has been destroyed, 2 Corinthians 5. Like a weaver, here's the second illustration. I have rolled up my life, and God has cut me off from the loom. Day and night, you make an end of me. Well, there it was. I'm going to die. It's all over. I'm despair. And he's in this kind of depression here and low spirits in a very poor way. I waited patiently till dawn, verse 30. But like a lion, he broke all my bones. Day and night, you made an end of me. I cried out like a swift or a thrush. I moaned like a mourning dove. He was praying and crying out and grieving and miserable and wretched. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. He'd given up. He despaired. I am troubled. And then we have his prayer. O Lord, come to my aid. How simple, how plain, how straightforward. No beating about the bush. O Lord, come to my aid. But then we get the spirituality of this man. Here is the honesty of him, confessing his foolishness, his frank panic and despair, and coming to the end of his life, the desperation of it all. But then verse 15, but what can I say? He has spoken to me. God has revealed himself to me in this illness and affliction. He himself has done this. Look at his trust in the sovereignty of God. His confidence, his knowledge, his assurance that it's God that's doing it. It's not luck or chance. Satan is active in the world, but he's not putting it all down to Satan. God is sovereign. I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. What is he saying here? Well, I think it's what David says in Psalm 119, verse 67 and 71. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I've been afflicted, I've learned. I have learned by these sufferings. Brother and sister, this is a very valuable lesson, an invaluable lesson to us all, to me. I panic too, do you? I grow frantic. I can see blackness everywhere at times. Can you? I give up in the sense. I despair. I see no hope. I have to confess it. But is it not true that God deals with us in these troubles and trials and afflictions? That's what we sometimes sing. And sanctify to us our deepest distress. Make that personal. And sanctify to me my deepest distress. Make this thing for my benefit. It is all things work together for good to them that love God. Hezekiah's learning this lesson. It was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish, verse 17. You restored me to life. You restored me to health. By such things men live. This is the spiritual man speaking. It's not luck or chance or fate. It's God working his purpose out, and it's all for his good. And it's not just his sicknesses. Above all, it's his sins. He's not blaming his illness on sin, but it is his sin that he's thinking of here. You have put all my sins behind your back. Verse 17, surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, yes, even in this, when he's striking me with the rod, he sees the hand of love in God's work with him. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You rescued me. You have put all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. He doesn't mean that there's no life after death. What he means is that this is not the way to praise men in the world. We have to be alive in the world. We have to work while it's light, while it's day, because the night is coming when no man can work. My little labours now, my voice will soon lie silent in the grave. I won't be able to speak again anything new. Hezekiah knows this. The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Fathers tell their children about your faithfulness. Am I a witness? I ask myself, do I testify for Christ? Do you, my brother and sister? Do you turn everything into a testimony for Christ? This is real spirituality. The Lord will save me. And we will sing with stringed instruments all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord. A real spiritual hope here. He is going to go on. He is going to praise the Lord. And he's doing this in this psalm. Now let me explain for my American friends. We have a detergent, a soap powder in this country called Persil. And Persil used to have an advert. I don't know if it still has the advert. Persil washes whiter. And some believers, you know, in their eagerness to present the gospel, try to make out everything is whiter than white. Look at Hezekiah, look at the honesty, my sin, my folly, my foolishness, my foolish speaking. Remember Job said to his wife, you're speaking like the fools speak. You're speaking unthinking. The fool hath said, and you're speaking like it. Hezekiah records his folly, his sin, his despair. But he also records God's mercy, love, and kindness. And what a spiritual man he is. He sees in everything, even in his sufferings, he sees the providence, the kindness, the goodness of God. And truly, this illness and affliction was sanctified to him. And we have this wonderful testimony in Isaiah 38, 9 to 20, a testimony of praise to God. What we would have lost if Hezekiah had not had this illness. And what might we have lost if God had not given us some affliction here and some affliction there and delivered us? How do we not go down into a spiral of despair? By seeing the Lord's hand working it all for good to us. This is what he says, Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too. I will walk humbly all my years, because through this dispensation of this anguish of my soul. My brother and sister, whatever you're going through today, see the hand of God in it, and look to God to give you deliverance, and may you yet praise him. You shall yet praise him. May we live again to praise the Lord, and may we come again in this life to magnify the Lord and praise him and serve him in our generation. And when our voice lies silent in the death, may we, yet being dead, still speak by this testimony. So God, May God bless this little psalm to us, Isaiah 38, 9-20. May it be a blessing to us, for Christ's sake. Amen.